Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with American Heart Association Communications Director Chrissy Myers about how individuals can prevent heart disease by making simple, lifelong, healthy changes. This is part two of a two-part interview. And, of course, there are some pre-existing health conditions that some people might be suffering from, so say obesity or, like you said, high blood pressure. So what are some sort of alternative ways that individuals can prevent heart disease if they do have these pre-existing conditions?
You know, that's a conversation best had with your doctor. And that's one of those things, you know, a lot of times we turn to the internet or turn to alternative sources, but the best thing you can do is go to see your primary care physician, see your healthcare provider, and just have a frank conversation with that professional to identify what your specific risk factors are. You may have, for example, a familial predisposition to high cholesterol, for example. And so maybe it makes sense for you to be on cholesterol-lowering drugs. Maybe you have a problem with high blood pressure, and so maybe it makes sense for you to go on a blood pressure treatment. But the only way that you're going to know and understand what your unique risks are is by having that conversation with your healthcare provider. That needs to be your first step.
That makes sense. So you're telling me I can't go to WebMD and just say, oh, that's my issue, right?
No, that would not be probably the best course of action. It. I know that's something that we all do, and I know we use the Facebook medicine quite a bit. But honestly, having that conversation with your healthcare provider is the best step.
Right. So some of the things I've seen, obviously, here in America, the obesity rates are a little high as of recently. I don't know the current trends right now. You know, that can include heart disease as well. If there's one thing that you would talk to the younger people, say about my age, about watching out for your health, or just simple trends to kind of quit, what are some of those trends that you would say they should quit, which of course includes smoking for the big one?
Yeah, tobacco use is probably the number one thing. We want to make sure that we're avoiding tobacco. That's probably the number one risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Number two is just embracing healthy eating habits from a young age. So, you know, adding additional fruits and vegetables at every meal, making sure that if you're eating foods that they are minimally processed foods, making sure that you're eating whole foods, lean proteins, whole grains, just getting in the habit of incorporating those kinds of foods into your diet from a young age is a great way to start off. In addition, it's just really important to kind of start a habit of working out and getting exercise. And we're not saying that people have to be marathon runners. That's definitely not in the picture, but simply going for a 30-minute walk 5 days a week will help accomplish that goal of hitting that 150 minutes of moderate exercise recommended every week.
Right, just making those small changes to make a better and healthier lifestyle change.
Exactly, and those small changes add up to a big change in your overall health picture.
Exactly. So if there's anything else with heart disease, that, of course, it's Heart Disease Awareness Month, like you said. So if there's anything else you want to add to everything that kind of goes with that, feel free to say it now.
Yeah. So we also talk a lot about the fact in February we celebrate Go Red for Women, which is our movement that really kind of helps educate women about the fact that heart disease is their number one killer. A lot of the times we think of heart disease as being a man's disease, but one of the things we've learned is that actually more women than men die of heart disease. In fact, one in three women will die of heart disease or stroke. And so it's really important for women especially to understand their risk and to take steps to avoid and to minimize their risk. One thing that we are also talking about right now is that Friday, February 7th is National Wear Red Day. And that's a day where we try to raise awareness of Go Red for Women and the fact that heart disease is the number one killer of women by encouraging everyone to wear red and to talk about the fact that heart disease is the number one killer of women.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with American Heart Association Communications Director Chrissy Myers. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.